work. Angry MGTOW here, and today we're talking about a generation of lost and degenerate women, and this is a response to Ilaya Oning. I have a hard time pronouncing her name. Anyway, let's go ahead and start the intro. Start the intro. So guys, I previously did a video on Hobo L, and her actual name is Alejandra, so she's probably Mexican. And you guys seem to like that video a lot, but you didn't believe that she was actually living out of her car. So I'm doing another video for you guys of another woman who is living out of her car, and I think she's a millennial. I just think that she's just not aging very well. And so yeah, we're going to jump into the video, and we're going to just basically show you how this generation of millennial women are becoming degenerates. They're becoming lost and they're becoming degenerates. And the pattern we're seeing is that many of these women, if not all of them, have no fatherly figure in their life or don't have a strong fatherly figure in their life. So let's jump into the video, and definitely let me know if you're hearing the sound once I start playing the video from it. So let me know if you're hearing her speaking in the chat. Let's go ahead and get this going. Yeah.
Since I've posted anything. Hi again, YouTube world. It's been a while, long while since I've posted anything. And I've gotten a lot of messages and comments from people asking how I'm doing, am I okay, am I still living in my car, and just asking me to post something, an update. So I wanted to put something together really quick to say hello and to give you a quick little update. I am doing well, doing very well. I am still living in my car. It is February 27th, I think, and I've been living in my car since August, so it's been about 7 months. Yeah, it looks like I have probably made it through most of the winter. I will be honest and say that I have not slept in my car every single night. Throughout especially the really bad parts of the winter, I did sleep indoors for a good portion of time.
Okay, so this is really interesting. She said for a good portion of the winter, she did sleep indoors. For a good portion of the winter, she did sleep indoors. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. That's something that is often completely overlooked and not discussed. She said for a good portion of it. Now, I remember there were some comments that were actually left on the last video I made about Hobo Ale, another young woman who lives in her car. And I don't even think she's actually living in her car now. But anyway, talking about this woman, I am honestly suspicious that, you know, she said that she didn't live in her car all of that time. So probably what she did was she found a man and to let her live with him. And basically she was maybe sleeping with him. It's something that a lot of girls do. I'm not saying that she was definitely doing this, but it was something that someone brought up in the comments on on the Hobo Ale video. And, you know, for example, she doesn't have a place to live. This girl doesn't have a normal place to live, right? And if she had friends to live with, then why isn't she staying with her friends? Why is she just, like, you know, coming and going like that? That doesn't make sense. You would just live with your friends. So the only excuse I can think of is that she found herself a man or men, and she's been living with him or them during the colder months of the year. And when things warm up a bit, she dumps them and hops back into the car. Let me know if you agree with that little theory. But it's interesting that she notes that she was not living in her car every single night or this entire time. By the way, look how small that car is, and think who in their right mind would want to live in a car. This is why I've brought up the whole notion of a generation of lost and degenerate women.
But I did also sleep in my car too. I've spent some really cold nights in my car, and I found out that it wasn't that bad. I actually stayed pretty warm with the help of snow pants, two sleeping bags, and like three layers underneath all that.
Guys, did you hear what she says? She did sleep in the cold sometimes, in snow pants, two sleeping bags, and like three layers of just stuff, of like of blankets and whatever, to stay warm. So it wasn't so bad. Guys, how dumb does that sound? She was sleeping in snow pants, two sleeping bags. Okay? Three layers of shit just to stay warm in the cold. And then she says it wasn't so bad. Don't be like this girl. This is the future generation of women. And you know what? A lot of girls, a lot of women could not even live like this. Couldn't even live like this. Who in their right mind would want to live like this? I mean, seriously, don't you guys ever like wake up in the middle of the night and want to take a shit? Don't you ever wake up in the middle of the night and just want to take a shit, or you just want to piss? You know, I like right now, if I want to, sometimes I pause the mic so I can go and take a piss. And imagine her making a YouTube video. She needs to take a piss right now. She's a girl. She's gonna have to do it at the side of the car. What's she gonna do? Drive to McDonald's every time she needs to take a piss or a dump? Come on, that's bullshit. This girl is pissing and shitting at the side of the road. She is pissing and shitting at the side of the road. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. You think she's gonna drive a mile, a couple of miles, just to go to a bathroom, just to go to a Walmart, to take a dump? And most she's shitting in a plastic bag. And most she's shitting in a plastic bag. Guys, this is a horrible way of living. Horrible way of living. How the fuck do you say it wasn't that bad, but I slept in snow pants, two sleeping bags, and three layers? What the fuck? Seriously.
Makes for a very cozy sleeping experience, but it is sustainable, it is doable, and comfortable enough, I think. So there's that. And even though I haven't slept in my car every single night, I do still think that I would say I live in my car because, one, I do still sleep in my car. Two, I do everything out of my car. I still shower out of my car, I still eat in my car.
Whoa, 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 whoa. She showers out of her car. She eats out of her car. She showers out of her car. What the fuck? What the fuck? She showers out of her car? Oh my God. Could you imagine how horrible her car smells? Oh my God. Like, seriously. Guys, this is the future generation of women. This is what we have to look forward to. This is what we have to look forward to, guys. Seriously. And where do you think she's crashing? She's crashing with some bro. She's crashing with some bro, and she's probably giving up some booty in exchange for being allowed to crash here. I'm not saying she's definitely doing that, but a lot of women do that. They pay to play. You know, they trade, they'll basically say, okay, I'll live here, I'll sleep with the guy, and if I sleep with him, then he'll let me stay here for free. A lot of girls do that. I'm not saying she is one of the girls who does it, but again, it doesn't make any sense how she doesn't have a place to live, but she is still sleeping inside sometimes. That does not make a lot of sense. But going back to the car, oh my God. Can you, gosh, how badly does that car have to smell? If she is showering inside the car, okay, first off, you're not showering in the car. You're using baby wipes in the car. Oh my gosh. I mean, could you imagine the seats? Guys, did you want to even sit on the seats that her ass has been on when she hasn't taken a bath in days? and or weeks or maybe even months. Oh my gosh, like seriously. I just want to puke right now. Oh my gosh, what the fuck?
I still prepare food in my car. I still read in my car, I hang out in my car. And all of the belongings that I have with me are contained, stored in this car. I don't have things that are spread out in houses. Everything's in the car. So yeah, going well.
So by the way, everything she owns is in the car. Just look at that face. Look at that face. So imagine if her car gets robbed, her entire life is ruined. Because she probably keeps some money in the car too. So if her car gets robbed, people will watch her. If you live in your car, people are going to start to watch you. They're going to wait for the right opportunity when she's not around. And they're going, and let's say they rob her car. They take everything that she has. Then that's it. She loses everything in one swift go. Guys, this is the generation of millennial women that we have to look forward to. Run away. Be a MGTOW. Be a MGTOW. Save yourself. Run away. Oh my gosh, what the fuck? How can anyone watch this video and not feel disgusted?
I've gotten over the fear of the experience, I think. You know, when I started, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I wasn't sure if it was sustainable. And I figured out that it is. And I'm pretty comfortable and happy doing it. And some of the results that I was hoping to get...
Someone brought up another interesting point. If she gets into a car accident, she's fucked. Think about that. If she gets into a car accident, she's fucked. She's fucked. If her car gets impounded, she's fucked. All these women who are living in their cars, anything goes wrong with that car, her car breaks down somewhere, she's fucked. There's no such thing as, oh, well, I'm just going to have to let them tow the car somewhere. She has to stay with the car because all of her possessions are in that car. Like, these women don't use their heads. And what's going to happen is at the end of the day, after shit hits the fan for them and they can't live this lifestyle anymore, the car doesn't drive, they run out of money, they have no more options, they're going to go looking for a man to save them. And we are living in a generation where Captain Save-A-Ho has retired.
Have panned out to be true. One, financially, I have gone from about $42,000 in student loans down to $20,000. And if everything keeps going according to plan, by July, I should be completely, my student loans will be gone, which means that I will be debt-free because I don't have any other debt other than that. Which means that my personal overhead as a human being will be the lowest that it's ever been. And there's I think there's going to be a whole lot of freedom that comes with that. So that's one of the things that I was hoping to see happen, which has been coming to fruition. The other thing was time. And that's part of why
See, this is one of the reasons why women don't make good investors. So some people would think that, wow, she's been paying off her student loan. She has like $20,000 left. And she's going to basically pay all of it off until she's now debt-free. I think that she actually pulled it off in a later video, because this video was from February 2016. So in a video later on in the year, I think she talked about the fact that she had paid off all her student loans at that point. I think she said that. Don't quote me, but I think she did. Here's the funny thing. So she pays off $42,000 in student loans, but that $42,000... If it had been in the hands of a man, instead of paying off student loans, you would have used that $42,000 to invest in starting a business. You would have used that $42,000 to build something, to create something, to grow your wealth. You see, women don't like taking risk. Women don't like taking risk at all. So, I mean, did you know that in business, a company that doesn't carry a lot of debt is actually a company that people are worried about? If a company doesn't have any debt at all, if a company has no debt at all, it's actually a company that investors will be actually worried to invest in. It's the same thing when it comes to personal debt. For example, a person with bad credit is more likely to get a loan than a person with no credit at all. A person with zero credit history, no one wants to give them a credit card. No one wants to do anything for them. People will be faster. Companies will give a person with shitty credit a loan years, light years faster than a person with no credit at all. If you spend all your life avoiding risk, companies don't want to have anything to do with you, because life is about taking risk. So that $42,000 that she used to pay off her student loans, she thinks she's free. She thinks she's great. I think she has no money in the bank now. She could have used that money and she could have paid off those loans over time. Do you see the logic of a woman?
Posted a video in a while is because part of why I did this was to be able to create more space and more time in my life to invest into particularly people that I want to invest into, but just to be able to invest my time into things that I care about. And I've been able to do that. I've been able to kind of rekindle and rebuild some old friendships that had kind of gone silent for a while. And I've also been able to garner some new, really strong friendships that I think are going to be the kind of friendships that last a very long time, if not a lifetime. I've been very, very blessed in that manner. But so I've really been focusing on being present and being here in my life now, which is part of why I haven't posted because I've been.
Being present, being here, being now. This is something I keep hearing about the millennials saying, focusing on the here, focusing on the now. They're not thinking about the future. Guys, I am frightened by some of the comments I keep reading from MGTOWs and men reading, watching my videos when I say that women are fucked. No one is planning ahead. It's like, I had a conversation with a guy recently, like that, 2 + 2 = 4, but some people are trying to argue that 2 + 2 = 5. Guys, if people aren't saving money, if we understand how statistics work, if we understand how finance works, if we understand that for you to actually have a decent amount of money saved by the time that you're 65 years old to retire, and when you look at the numbers today, millennials between the ages of 18 and 30 only have 17 are only making $17,000 a year on average, and millennials between the ages of 18 and 34 have 56% less wealth than their parents. 56% less wealth than their parents. They're making 20% less than their parents were back when their parents were that age. Guys, you have to understand that millennials are fucked. Millennials are fucked. Millennial women are fucked. Their women are going to enter. This generation of women will see something that no other generation of women have seen before. That's living without men, without a man to take care of you, without a man to fall back on. Guys, the government is shutting down these programs. These social welfare programs are being shut down right now. The baby boomer women use them, abuse them, and love them until they had run amok. You don't see what's happening right now. All of this shit, all of the so-called privileges that women have enjoyed are going to dissipate. A lot of the power that women have over men is because of the interactions that men have with women. It's because of relationships that men have with women. As more men choose to have fewer interactions and less relationships with women will lose the ability, will lose a lot of the capacity to extract wealth traditionally the way that they have before from men. Furthermore, as the government pulls back and stops paying for all the women's cost, all of their needs, all of their wants, That's another way they're going to be impacted. People seem to think that things will last forever and women will continue getting away with murder. You don't realize that feminism is dead in 2017. And women over the next decade are going to be headed for a depression of sorts. You know, they say they called the Great Recession the Man-cession. I'm telling you guys, the next downturn, which is happening now, will be called the She-cession. As these women are not able to find jobs, basic jobs they once had, working in the banks, working as cashiers, these jobs are vanishing. Men are not getting married, not having relationships because marriage is toxic. Okay? One of the things that I regret, but I have no control over it, is that MGTOW is going to go mainstream, and when it goes mainstream, you're going to have women like Diana Davison going on television where Karen Strawn once sat giving lectures about what MGTOW is and saying that she is the mother of MGTOW. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because MGTOW is a philosophy of men going their own way. But as more men go their own way, you're going to have a larger generation of lost and degenerate women. I mean, listen to this woman. The way she sleeps in her car in the cold, living in her car. This is a miserable way to live. And then she calls it okay. It's definitely doable. Guys, can you... And she showers in her car. Can you imagine how bad... Who in their right mind would sit in her car? Like, that thing must smell like shit. It must smell like shit. Sunny Scheibe in the comments says, the millennial depression. Guys, that's exactly what it is. The millennial depression. I like the way you put it. The millennial depression.
Doing that. I also got TEFL certified. So I was going to class on top of my full-time job. Online class, but... I did complete that. If you don't know what that is, it's just a certification to teach English as a foreign language in another country. It's always been kind of a bucket list thing of mine. I don't have any immediate plans of going and doing that right now, but I have this certification, so if life ever turns in a direction that I want to, I can do that. So,
do you know who gets a TESL certificate? People who have no immediate plans for the future. This girl has no savings. She has no immediate plans for the future. If she's getting a TESL certificate, she has no immediate plans for the future.
Between those two things, investing in people and relationships and doing that course and then maintaining, you know, my regular job and schedule there, I haven't had much time outside of that. So what I have learned is that minimalistic lifestyle does create more freedom to invest your time where you want to. On the flip side of that, there is nothing that will give you more than 24 hours in a day. So I have learned that no matter what I do, I still only have so much time within a day. And there will always be things that I want to do and want to accomplish that I don't have the time for. And you have to make some priority calls with that. So that's been kind of a neat lesson, I guess, that I've learned throughout this experience. But I also wanted to take this moment and say thank you to everyone who has commented and sent me messages with encouragement. I've gotten a handful of private messages from people kind of even intimately telling me that how my story has impacted their lives and encouraged them and kind of given them, I don't know, some courage to take some risks and some steps and in their life. And I don't know what more I could ask for.
This woman is not an idol, okay? She is not an idol. She is not someone to look up to. She is not someone to respect for what she's doing. I'm not saying you should disrespect her as a person. You give everyone basic human respect. But no, you don't respect what she's doing, okay? This is, she is not some idol taking risk in your life. This woman is pissing and shitting by the side of the road, because when I was homeless, I was doing the same thing. You gotta piss by the side of the road. It's not easy to do, okay? You get diarrhea late at night. Where do you think you're gonna shit? You're shitting at the side of the road, guys. You're shitting at the side of the road. This woman is out of her fucking mind. She is out of her fucking mind. Don't look at her like some idol. Don't look at her as a minimalist either, because the thing about being a minimalist, being a minimalist doesn't mean living in poverty. I'm a minimalist, and even I feel like I have a lot of shit sometimes, but being a minimalist, I have, I have a small amount of clothing. I don't have a lot of clothes. I have a television. I have a fan. I have a small mini fridge. It's one of the bigger mini fridges, but it's not a giant fridge. And I have a bed. I have two chairs. I don't really need both of them. I mean, I'm a minimalist, and even I feel like I have too much stuff. But this is, again, this is minimalism. Living a, I live in a very small studio. My bathroom is right next to my bedroom. I mean, what do you expect? But living in your car, that's not minimalism. That is not minimalism. That is nasty. Taking showers in your car, that is nasty. I never did that. I never did that. Maybe I put on some deodorant in my car, and I never even really like got changed that much in my car. Didn't really change my clothes that much in my car, to be honest with you guys. Didn't really do that much. What this woman is doing is a disgrace. It is sad. It is, and here's the funny thing. There's always things happening. I remember when I was homeless and there were always police sirens all around me. There was like this one guy like running from the cops and they were chasing him, and I was out there watching this happen. There was so much danger when you were involved, and when you're living in your car, cops will say, "What the fuck are you doing on the street late at night? You look suspicious." I mean, if it doesn't matter who you are, but if you're a guy on the street at like 2 a.m. in the morning, standing outside your car, you look fucking suspicious. You look fuck. What the hell are you doing while everyone else is asleep? Oh, I'm just hanging out. Guys, this is no way to live. This is no way to live. And her being a woman, she can easily find herself getting into trouble. She can easily find herself being kidnapped, being robbed, being raped. This is not a joke. We live in the real world. This is a horrible way to live. And she's acting like she's now some type of idol for people. No, she is not an idol. She is definitely not an idol. She is not someone that people should look up to or look to for strength. It is a despicable way that she is living, and she's choosing to live this way because of her fear of risk aversion. This is a horrible way to live, and no one should be in agreement with this. But this is the future for many millennial women. And I keep on referencing what Blonde in the Belly of the Beast said, that this generation of women have nothing to offer men. I mean, I don't. Guys, could you imagine how bad that car smells and how bad she must smell if she's not cleaning her. If she's not taking showers? She showers in her car? Dude, look at. Guys, look at that fucking car. She showers in there? Oh my. Oh gosh.
It's incredibly humbling, and encouraging to me to know that my life can have a positive effect on people that
Shame on you. Shame on you. No, you are helping to fuel mental illness. You are not having a positive effect on the lives of others. You are helping to fuel mental illness, because no one in their right mind should be telling anyone that living in a car is a livable, sustainable, or rational way to get by. Especially when you said a moment ago that you almost died. You literally had to struggle just to stay warm in the craziest of winters. And you didn't even sleep outside for most of the winter. You said that for a good deal of time, you were sleeping inside. Guys, stop listening to these women. Stop listening to these millennials. Oh my gosh, what has the world left us? This is what the boomers have left us? This is the generation of women the boomers have left us?
I've never even met. I mean, I have been dumbfounded by this. So I just want to thank you for reaching out to me and letting me know that me doing this and sharing this experience online has had some positive impact. You will never know how much that means to me. And on top of that, last week I got another one of those private messages, and it was just kind of at that point I was driving. I read it, and then I was driving somewhere after that, and I was just thinking about it. It made me stop and realize that I didn't get on YouTube to be a YouTuber. I did it just because some people had asked me to kind of journal, I guess, this experience so that they could keep up to date with me. But what I have learned is that there is a community there. And even though I've never met...
There's a community of mentally ill people and people who want instant gratification, who are making bad money decisions, all right? There's a community of mentally ill people. That's the community that she speaks of. Because this is no way for anyone in their right fucking minds to live.
You, even though we don't do life together or really interact on a daily basis, there's still a level of community there, and it is no less real just because it's an internet community than the community that I do daily life with. And so that was kind of, I don't know, an eye-opening thing as well, just to realize how much more connected, I guess, I am than I realized I was, if that makes sense. So thank you. Thank you for being encouraging. Thank you for sharing in my story. Thank you for wanting to know if I'm okay. It's really neat that there are people, honestly, all over the world wanting to make sure that I'm doing all right.
It's funny that there are so many people who care about this poor little doll that lives in her car by choice. But if it's a man who can't even find a job and, you know, is struggling, no one would give a damn. In fact, there would probably be tons of comments saying things along the lines of, die, you deserve it, you're a bastard, you're a drain on society. If it was a man, it would be a completely different situation. But because she's a woman, suddenly it's okay. Oh, it's the poor thing, the poor thing. She is not an idol for anyone. This is a generation of lost and degenerate women. Lost and degenerate women. Hear me and hear me well. This is no way to live.
And it's just this really neat kind of, I don't know, experience of being a human and being a part of humanity. And I treasure that a lot. So now that my TEFL is done, I am going to try to be more present and post more videos. And to share with you more on a more regular basis about this experience. A lot of people have asked some questions, so I'm probably going to do like a Q&A. I want to sit down and maybe share some things about what I've learned as far as things that I do miss from having an apartment and things that I don't. There are things that maybe I thought I would miss that I really don't miss. There are things that I do.
Things that you miss, you mean like not having to shit at the or piss at the side of the road when you need to go to the bathroom? Guys, there's no other way. There is no other way she's pulling this off. If you get the runs, if you gotta piss real quickly or you've gotta shit real quickly and you're parked somewhere and everything is closed around you, you are pissing and shitting at the side of the fucking road. She already told you that she showers in her car, so it wouldn't shock me if she was like pissing in there and shitting in there too somehow, and then doing a quick cleanup. Oh my gosh. Like, what the fuck?
My dog is one of them, and I'm gonna get to go see her in a couple weeks, so that'll be fun. But stay tuned, because I will put up more videos. But the point of this one was to say I'm doing well, it's going well, and
No, it's not going well. No.
And thank you. Bye.
What the fuck did I just watch? Guys, I keep talking about a generation of lost degenerate women, and some of you aren't listening. This is the best we can expect. They are running themselves into the ground. And by the way, how old do you think this girl was? I say girl, but she looks like a really older woman. I mean, if you can see that a lot of these women, they are living lives. They are burning through their lives. Burning through their lives, and after they lose everything, after they have worn everything out, and they have nothing left, what are they gonna do? They're gonna find the man that they're gonna want to have take care of them and clean up the mess that they created for themselves. Save your money, MGTOW, and spend it on yourself. Right now, I'm living overseas, and let me tell you something. I'm able to live a much better quality of life because I don't have a woman, I don't have a wife. All right? Go your own way. Be a MGTOW. Don't get trapped by the system. I want to know if you guys agree that we are now in a generation of degenerate women and it's best to avoid them at all cost. I'm trying to wake men up. And I just want to remind you guys that if you enjoyed the video, please consider heading over to my YouTube homepage
Hey
and leaving
guys,
a
just remember
donation.
that if you have a video request
By
and a
clicking on the
topic you'd
donate
like me to
link, and if you
discuss,
have a
you
video
can
request, include
send
it in the
me
message
a
section.
donation.
Also, don't forget that never miss another Angry MGTOW video again by clicking on the little bell, the notification button next to the subscribe button under my under any Angry MGTOW video. Then click on the when you click on that, you'll see a pop-up, and you just click on the box next to the words that says "Send me all notifications for this channel." Hit save. If you've already done it, you don't have to do it again. This will ensure you will never miss another video when I am streaming or when I am live. You will always get a notification. If you've done it, don't have to do it again. If you enjoyed the video, please hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.